So thank you so much for tuning in tonight, May 5th, 2021. We have a special episode tonight on the Focus Podcast featuring a multi-talented, gifted, and skilled artist from India who goes by the name KJ Focus. KJ, how you doing tonight, my brother?
I am doing wonderful. Very focused today. Very focused.
Absolutely. That's what I love to hear. So for those who have not heard or who are not necessarily introduced to your line of work, your artistry, and everything that you stand for, can you just give us a quick, brief description as to who you are and what you stand for?
Okay. Well, as you know, my name is KJ Focus, Kalen Joshua Freeman. I'm a musician, an artist. I'm trying to be more than just a musician. I'm trying to just be, well, I can't really say that. Everything is really musicianship. But, you know, I play sax, you know, piano, I produce. I'm learning how to rap, learn how to sing better and everything. But what I stand for, I stand for really just overall well-being for others and just peace and just love and just positivity and just enjoying life because, you know, a lot of us right now, we're surviving, but nobody's really living, you know. So I would love to see just like the whole world living, if that's even possible, you know. So that's what I stand for. And I feel like music is the key to all that, you know. That is a start. You know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's such a wonderful answer because, like you said, you are putting other people in perspective, right? You want to see the wellness of not just yourself, but everyone. And, you know, that comes from a really good place, especially today in the days and times that we're living in. So, KJ, what necessarily mindset, right? You know, I don't know if you want to give your age for the audience, but it sounds like you have a very mature way of looking at life and your perspective is very different. So what molded you to that mindset, to that thinking of, you know, wanting to be of service to other people?
I'm 26. I'm going on 27 June 10th. So
okay,
can't wait for that.
Salute. Yeah,
it's a big year for me. What molded me to this? I don't know. It started when I was a little kid. Like I used to be like really bad. Like, and it wasn't like bad as like I was immature and all that. It was bad. Like I knew what I was doing. I was still had to. I still was like that person. You know, living in East Oakland and everything. So the environment kind of molded me to almost be like that. And, you know, other situations, other things. But it was a traumatic situation I went through when I was 9, when I lost, like, my grandmother and my mom in the same month almost. And I felt like, in a way, I mean, I ain't going to tell the whole story now. I mean, I could. But in a way, you know, people would say, like, you know, don't say it. But I felt like it was my fault, you know. And in a way, as in, like, knowing like I was doing things bad and not caring, just being that person, caused like things to be taken away from me. And I'm, in a way, I'm glad it happened because it changed me. You know, like that same year I went and got baptized, I changed my life. You know, I said like I don't have to be like this anymore. And God, I talked to God like, you know, if you had to do this, because it always could be something worse. You know, You know, if you have to do this to get me to like snap out of it and pay attention, like what's going on, then I need to just stop and just change my life, you know, because it shouldn't have to take all that to get me to stop, you know, but it did. And that's what, like, you know, ever since then, I was just like, just got to do the right thing, all costs, and, you know, good things will happen, you know, and that's what, like, got me to be this person who I am today.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you grew from that and you were able to take, you know, life lessons and put that into your work. So how does that translate into, you know, your artistry as a musician? And as you say, you're evolving every day as an artist. So how does that translate into your music? How do you, you know, make that part of your music?
Well, when I found out, liked my plan when I first started, you know, it made people happy, you know. That's when we're like, oh, well, this is the start right here. I'm just keep doing this because this is what I want to do in life anyway. I just didn't know what it really was going to be. And it happened to be music. And it got to a point where people was, you know, saying like I have a gift and like I'm anointed and I'm helping people, I'm healing people. When it got to that point, it was like, oh, now this is not just something I do for fun. This is not something I do for my life, but it's part of the mission. And I need to take this seriously. So
when did you first pick up the saxophone?
when I was 15. So
you were 15, okay.
11 years ago. So
yeah. Talk about that process. How was that, you know, getting introduced to the saxophone? What led you to the saxophone out of all the other instruments?
Well, I wasn't even supposed to be in the class. Like, they just messed up my schedule, and I ended up being in that band class. And I actually started out on trumpet, really. It's crazy. But I didn't like it. You know, it didn't speak to me. And I was like, what's that curvy thing to the sheet? I'm like, what's that curvy thing? Curvy thing? I'm like, yeah, that curvy thing. He's like, oh, the sax? I like that one. Right. Yes, let me play that. That looks fun to play. And then I started playing it, you know, and I was actually kind of good at it at first. Like, it wasn't even hard. Like, the trumpet, like, just difficult, no. But the saxophone came very easy to me. And ever since then, I just stuck with it, just like that. Just like, oh, well, this is my life now. Might as well just, you know, stick with it. Yeah.
And where were you when you first picked up the sax? What school were you at?
Oh, Richmond High.
Yeah. Okay. So you went to Richmond High. All right.
Yeah.
What the years were you in Richmond High?
2008 to 2012.
Okay. So you spent the whole 4 years there.
Yeah.
Okay.
The whole 4 years.
Wow. Dope. Talk about that experience, you know, because during those years in Richmond, at Richmond High, so much was going on. You know, what was your life like during those times for you?
It was cool. You know, I mean, I wasn't the best student. You know, I didn't really get as many, I didn't get in trouble as much and everything. I really focused on the instrument itself. And a lot of stuff did happen. You know, now think about it, like, especially we had that rape incident that happened. Oh, my gosh, that was crazy, too. I even spoke to the guy that was convicted of doing it. Like, I was like, man, did you do that? He was like, I don't know, bro. I was like, oh, I'll never forget that moment. That was crazy.
What?
But other than that, no, I wish my high experience was good. People was cool, you know. I played a little basketball. I played football. I had the high school experience. I was a mascot at one point. I did everything.
You said you were the mascot.
I was the oil can running in during the senior, what you call it, the rallies.
That's dope.
I guess it was dumb, but yeah, I had the high school experience, man. I had all that. I didn't go to prom though. Okay. That was the only thing. But other than that, it was dope.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, high school is such a key point for a lot of us. You know, that's where, you know, self-identity comes in. That's where you're really trying to, you know, venture out and be your own self and all that.
Yeah,
definitely. And, you know, in high school, you know, you said you got into the music and transitioning out of high school. What were your plans? Where were you foreseeing the future? What were you think? Were you thinking college or no college?
I didn't really know. All I knew, I wanted to play the sax. And at the time, I got a scholarship to go to this East Bay Center for the Performing Arts there for like a whole year. It was a program to like develop skills that you were naturally talented in, and that was music. And when I was doing that, they were trying to get me to go to Berklee College of Music in Boston because they had connections there through City Music. And so I ended up, after high school, was able to get a full scholarship to the summer program twice, year after year after that. And I never really got in. I did get accepted, but I didn't choose not to go. That's a long story. But,
so you were admitted to Berklee, the Berklee School of Music in Boston.
Yeah.
And you decided not to go.
When I finally did, cause I did it. It took like six times. I went, oh my God, it took so many times, but I finally like got it. All they said was just like, clean up your grades a little and here for like a year and you good. And then I said to myself, do I really want to do this? Because, like, I could go there and, you know, get my degree, but it's like something was telling me to stay here and just build, because those two summer programs, those six-week summer programs was really all I needed. And I aced. I got all A's throughout the whole thing. Like, it was nothing to me, but I felt like I got everything I needed out of that to be able to become what I want to become today. Keep, you know, evolving past that, you know.
Yeah, that's a big choice, you know, to have that opportunity. So many young people would probably, you know, run with that and say, you know, let me go ahead and try this. But you said you used it as a platform to build your confidence, build your skills. And you said you decided to stay in the Bay Area and continue pursuing music.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I knew what I wanted to do. You know, I knew what I wanted. You know, I just had to implement it. It all started with me, you know, so.
Yeah. Talk about that, because, you know, it, like that's a very powerful statement, you know, to know that everything starts with you. a lot of times, you know, especially when we're younger, we tend to blame so many external things, you know, for reasons why we're not doing or accomplishing or seeing what we want to bring to fruition. But once you know and hit that, yo, you know what, this is up to me, you know, what was that like? What made you, you know, choose that drive, that decision of focus?
I think I already had it because even before music, I was playing football and basketball, and I really wanted to be dope at that, and I was just doing it. I was like working out every day at lunch and all that. But when I got into music, you know, I really wanted to do it and get better. And then when I got out of high school and went to the summer program and everything and got all that experience, I sat there and I said to myself, like, I could do this, you know, because I was only playing for 2 years when I went out there. Everybody over there playing for 10, 12, you know, people younger than me. But somebody told me, you here over here playing only for 2 years. You worked to get here. And so ever since then, I told myself, whatever I want, I can have. All I got to do is just work for it. I will work for it, you know?
Yeah.
So that mentality, you know, it's just in me, you know, that's just the person I am.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, so many things come with, you know, being an artist and playing music. Where do you draw your daily inspiration to practice, to be playing, to be performing?
Well, that's a big question. Well, it's a lot of way to answer that, but you know, I lost a lot of things in life. You know, it can't get no worse than this. It must be an upside. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I feel like that upside, it's a ladder. You know, it's stairs.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's an option to go down, it's an option to go up. And where I want to go, all I just need to know is just somebody just tell me what do I need to do, and I'll do it. And somebody did, you know. Somebody told me, my private teacher, sax teacher, Howard Wiley, like, he broke it down to me, like, you could try to just, like, just go and try to just take heck of pictures and just try to do promotion, all that stuff. But if you don't practice, you don't work at it, you're not going to go nowhere.
Absolutely. And one thing that is definitely key about you, right, because I believe this is how I even met you, I think I was working in tech, and I was in the Bay Area, and I was in San Francisco to be exact, and you know, during rush hour, you know, you would catch BART and go back home or whatnot. But one of the, you know, coolest things about just, you know, discovering your artistry, your music, and yourself, right, and just connecting all the dots years later was, you know, I remember, you know, being like, yo, I'm working at this company. I'm still figuring things out myself. You know, after a long day, you're tired, you know, you've been working and, you know, you're about to go home. And as you're coming down the escalator and there's tons of people, because this is back in the day when everything was open, everyone was still commuting to their job. I mean, you could barely get on the BART or the train station here in the Bay Area. And I'll never forget that coming down the escalator, you hear the sweetest sound, right, coming from a saxophone, and everyone is quiet. Everyone's in their own little world. Some people have headphones on. Some people are on their phone, right? Everyone's living their own life, their own experience, but there's just this universal sound that everyone's listening to and hearing, and it's coming from you. And I'll never forget that. I'm being like, wow, you know, like, what a powerful moment. Right. And you were playing your heart out, like you were not necessarily focused on the people around you or your environment. You were just so tapped in and you were just playing and playing and playing. And I'll never forget that looking around and there being so many people who were, you know, taking in that performance. And I want to read something that, you know, you posted on your Instagram that you know, can resonate with a lot of people. And it's a letter that you once got. While playing, I believe this was about 5 years ago, and you know, it pretty much says that you saved someone's life. So let me let me go ahead and read the letter. I have it right in front of me, so the audience can just, you know, get a little bit of context, and then you just go into the details. So the letter says, "Dear saxophone player, I lost my parents today, and I'm so depressed about it. I'm homeless. I have nothing to look forward to. I was going to throw myself off in front of the BART train until I heard you playing your sax. It sounds so good, and your music is so inspirational that I changed my mind. it made me feel like it was going to be okay. Please, please, please keep doing what you're doing because you saved my life today. I'm sure my kids will appreciate you. Thank you,
man.
Thank you for the change of heart. Seriously, thank you. Your number one fan, CJ. Talk about that experience, bro.
Oh man, it's crazy because you know I was playing the whole day and I was doing this thing where I would do 30 minutes and I would go. You know, I was just trying to see. You know, I was gauging my skills and playing how much money I make. I was doing something, but I remember I was like, man, I just want to go home. I wasn't really making that much money. I was tired, and then something in my head was like, no, just stay 30 more minutes. And I know a lot of people say it like that, but it's real. Like, I hear it all the time, but I never experienced it. Mm-hmm. It's real. Like, it was something in my head that said, stay. And I said, okay. I said, okay, I'm going to go. Why not? You know, money is money. $5, $20, whatever. I started playing. I closed my eyes. And I think I seen the person who it was. I don't know if it was him or not. I can't say because I have my eyes closed after. And then I look and I see this paper. And like when you see the paper is weird because it's not even like a regular paper how it looks online. It's like the fabric was like a fabric. Like you can still write like a scroll almost. And it was written in red. Like so, it was so weird. But when I was reading it, I was like in shock, bro. I was like, whoa. I was speechless. Like, I don't think I really processed it. I just wanted to like just post it right here because I wanted to like make sure I had memory of it in case anything happens. You know what I mean? I want to document it, right? To remind me that no matter what I'm going through, like that is what I'm here to do. You know what I mean? I don't want that note to be my whole life, but I want it to be a reminder that, you know, I'm here to do this and I need to continue to do this until, you know, whenever the day goes, you know, when I go. So that's what I'm going to do. And that's it. No matter if I'm broke or rich, that's what I'm going to do. You're going to still see me play at the bar. Even if I do ever become a big artist one day, I'll still go there and play. It don't mean nothing to me. You know what I'm saying? I do it for the love, and I do because I like to perform in front of people and make people feel good. And I love that note, bro.
No truer words spoken by KJ Focus himself. You know, that's beautiful, bro, that you have that, you know, mindset. And salute to you for, you know, even, you know, continuing with that. And I know that in the post you say one day I may win a Grammy, Oscar, trophies, but, you know, rock and roll fame. But nothing compares to that greatest gift, right? The reward of life and that letter. So. Yeah. Man, that's very wonderful and beautiful. And, you know, as a musician, as an artist, you know, I'm sure that, you know, you hold that very true to your heart, that you can always impact somebody. So with that being said, how have you transitioned into, you know, sharing your music more publicly? Because performing is definitely one way to do it on the street, on bar, or wherever you choose. How are you, you know, growing as an artist? Are you taking your music to the studio? Are you working on, you know, music to release publicly? Talk to us about that.
Yeah, I mean, I always, before I even started playing on the street, I was recording at home forever. I've been producing as long as I've been playing sax. So I always try to record and hear myself. But now, since like COVID and stuff, I had no choice but to record, you know, because that's really what all I was doing was playing, performing. Okay. I wouldn't even produce it no more. But ever since COVID, now I have to sit down and really do it, you know. And so now it made me comfortable to like even try to sing sometime and even rap, you know what I mean? Try to express myself different ways. And ever since I started doing that, it even changed the way I play, how I hear music now, you know. Since I was able to, now I'm able to vocally do it as well. And so now I'm trying to create music that's like my music, you know what I'm saying? Like, even to the point where they be like, that's my genre. Like, I don't want to be like nobody else. I may take from other people and make my own, but I want to be my own, you know what I mean? So I'm not scared to put out music that's different from everything else, because my uncle always told me, he said, never make music for the present, always make music for the future. You know what I'm saying? Keep that mindset, never lose that mindset, you'll always be ahead. So basically what I took from that is always be you.
Don't
be scared to share you. So that's what I'm doing. Like right now, I just released like 7 songs this year, you know, and I'm trying to, my goal is to get to 100, you know what I mean? That's the goal.
Yeah.
Now, if you count features, I got a lot of features. I even got the playlist, you know, having all the features on there and everything. I'm up to 30 songs. So
wow. Like,
about 30 or something. Close
you
to
working,
it.
Man.
Yeah, it's dope. It's really like I'm saying, like whatever you want, you can have. You know
there
what
you
I'm
go.
Saying? It's yeah. that real. You know what I mean? It's that real. Like, let me tell you a story. Let me tell you the squeeze story.
Go ahead.
Well, I had to pay rent, right? I was down 400. I needed 400 something for rent, right? And I said, I'm gonna go out there and I'm gonna make that money at Bart. I'm gonna go do it.
Yeah.
Got my speaker, walked all the way to Bart with my speaker, got on Bart, played for like 3-4 hours and made it. And
there you
did
go.
It. And never did it in my whole life ever, bro. I ain't never. You got a young, humble billionaire. If anybody know him, he witnessed it. He came right after I did it. And I was so like in like high off of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I said I was going to do it, I did it.
Yeah. Absolutely, man. You spoke it to the universe, and it came through. You feel me? And it showed up.
Yes.
It appeared.
Yes. And I'm still like high off of that. I'll never forget that. I can do anything after that.
Anything.
Anything.
You know, when you look into the power of music and you study its healing properties, right? You look back at the story of King David, and you know him playing the arp, I believe it was, or whatnot. Mm-hmm. You know, just the impact of music transcends so much, so many circumstances. And like I believe your uncle said, right, to play, what do you say, to play for the future or play for?
Make music for the future.
For the future, yeah. You know, and that's how music stays classic, and that's how music becomes classic and becomes timeless. You know, as an artist, you can speak to so many different generations through just your music. And like you just mentioned, you're not just a one-dimensional artist. You're not just playing the sax, but you're incorporating so many different styles and, you know, ways of music. So speak a little bit about the music you've recorded. I see that here you have a video shoot you did at Lake Merritt, and you included a lot of cool people into that. Talk about that song and, you know, the recording process behind it.
Oh, man, you're talking about, I'm on my computer too. Hold on. Oh,
yeah.
You're talking about... Oh man, that was the first song I ever like recorded and like did vocals on, and it sounded pretty good. I'll never forget. I was showing Honey Gold Music. We were going to LA for the Spotify, Jen Spotify thing. And I was showing her. I was the first person I really showed. And she was like, "Oh, you sound like Kendrick Lamar. This is Kendrick." I was like, "Really?" I was so like happy. So I was like, man, cause usually all my friends would be like, "Nah, this is weak." You know. My uncle would tell me for trash. So that was the first time somebody liked my song that I did vocals on. I didn't even play my horn that good. My soprano I played on that song, it was broke with a broken reed, and I still made that thing sound kind of good. Well, anyway, so what was that song called again?
I think it's called Zeminade.
Zeminade?
Or Life in a Jar? It says Zeminade, Life in a Jar. No.
Oh, you talking about Zeminade commercial, the one where we was at the lake with the kids?
Okay, yeah. So I see that one, but then also you did a video shoot at Lake Merritt, and it says hit me up for more details, you know, if you want to
Oh, you looking at it right now. Then my computer on there. What was I gonna understand why again? You just play no game. What song was that? Okay, whatever. We'll figure out later.
That's so cool. You're an artist that you have so many songs, you can't even remember which one it is.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's kind of embarrassing a little, but hey, you know, it's real like that. Hold on, I'm about to look right now on my phone.
Sure.
Hold on.
But that's cool about being a creative
set
genius.
Set me free. Yeah, it cut out right when I was about to talk about it, and I know why too. They ain't gonna stop this.
There
I'm
you
about
go.
To talk about it. We all know what's real out here. So that song, it's crazy how that was my first song, and it's called "Set Me Free." It's dope because. It's about, like, we got to be aware that there's really evil people out there doing really evil stuff. They popping champagne. They doing cocaine. They don't care about nothing. They taking all the money. They destroying our planet. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, the beast is fully tamed. Like, there's somebody out there that they have going to be in the forefront to, like, really try to mess up, try to solidify it. We all know. It's all been documented. It's all in the scriptures, all of it. We all know. So I just want people to be aware of that. You know, don't be brainwashed out here, you know, and you guys, and that vocal in the background, like, set me free. That's like the person, like, in Get Out, like the sunken zone.
Okay.
Like, that's him screaming out, like, set me free. Give me, you know what I mean? Set me free. It's somebody, it's not me. Because we kind of all brainwashed out here. I'm going to be honest with you. We are. With social media now, with the phones, it was bad with the TV and even going to the grocery store, you know what I mean? Playing that stuff in the background. But now on the social media, they really don't care now.
Yeah.
So we're getting brainwashed out here. And then I try to be like, you know, with the sex, that was the way of, like, breaking the spell. Basically, that was the whole thing. That's why, like, the people that was all in white, they was the angels, right?
Okay.
And then the guy, the homeless guy that was walking towards us, he was like the guy that was like in the sunken zone.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he approached us, when we were playing, it knocked him over. It knocked the entity that was in him over.
Mm.
And after that, he starts following us because he been set free from whatever he sees, like, you know what I mean? That was the whole concept. We kind of came up with it at the last minute, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
It was like, I hit everybody up, and we about to do this video. And then the next day, we did it.
Right. Cause I wanted... Powerful tune.
Yeah, it's all right. You know, it's not the best song I ever made, but I just wanted to get it out because it was my first song, so.
Yeah, absolutely. And then that just led to so many different songs, you know, you recording and you just getting your momentum, because you started building a momentum, I believe, after that one song. And you just said you started recording and you're looking for 100 songs with features. I also see that you co-create and you perform, or you work a lot with Rob Woods a lot as well.
Oh yeah, Rob Woods. And that's the first hip hop rapper besides genre I really worked with. He's got that soul, man. Like, first Friday, Jumma Boy Aaron was playing, and I always played with Jumma Boy Aaron. But I see this guy with the dread, I didn't know who he was. I thought he was just a guy on the street, you know. Mm-hmm. But we started jamming together. All of us, we had this chemistry. And I was like, he was like, bro, who are you? I was like, who are you? He said, I'm Rob Woods, bro. I said, I'm KJ Focus. And then he was like, I play with Jumma Boy Aaron all the time, but you should, like, we're trying to get this group going, you know, we should know all this other stuff. And I was like, yeah, bro, let's do it. And ever since then, we became Curb Service. And then we just started working all together, you know, as a group, you know. So we have done a lot in the past 2 years. I'm very proud of that.
Talk about your travels. I know music has opened so many doors for you to travel and just see different places and locations. You said you went to LA recently to do the Spotify event. Talk about what events or, you know, what locations or places you've been because of music.
Well, Boston is like the first I ever went, you know. Nothing had ever beat Boston. That was the whole experience. And I've been to Las Vegas. I had a gig out there in Las Vegas. With my family hired me and Rob Woods to play at their daughter's birthday party, which was so dope.
Nice.
And I played, you know, Sacramento. I play a lot of gigs out there in Sacramento with Rob Woods because he's from there.
Okay.
And LA, I recently just started going to LA for really just studio sessions, never really a performance yet. So, you know, I'm not really looking to really just perform as much right now or even travel. I mean, I am, but you know, a lot of stuff has happened, you know, this year. So I'm really just trying to focus on studio work more and getting enough songs so I can have something tangible. I can't say that word.
Tangible.
Tangible.
Yeah.
To, you know, show. So people can hire me.
You know? Right. You're building a catalog, you know.
Exactly.
That's really good. And some of those songs that you have in the catalog, we haven't heard just yet. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a lot, actually. I'm actually just chilling. I really just want to release all of it at once, but I can't do that.
So yeah.
I'm just trying to be patient here, but it's hard.
I hear you. The visuals, you know, you definitely stepped up your visuals, as I'm noticing. You definitely added more color, more vibrancy. Like you said, you've been collabing with so many more people. I remember when we first connected, we did a photo shoot for the Focus hoodies we had just released with the Chibi Life. And, you know, we were able to meet up and do a quick session with you. And, you know, just in from that time period, which was about 4 to 5 years ago, to now, just seeing, you know, you evolve so much and you sharing so much of your story in different ways. Like, if you go to your Instagram, which I believe is just KJ Focus.
Correct? Yeah.
Yep. you're going to be able to see, you know, you know, the stories that I'm speaking of. He only has 42 posts on his Instagram, but if you do a deep dive and just go to the first one and go, you know, from there on, you're going to see a dramatic increase in just in the value of the art. You feel me? Like, it's just growing day by day. And I really love to see, you know, everything that you're working on, from, you know, your performances at BART. And then I see that you have this release single called Nature. Talk All about right. that.
Oh, Nature, man. That's my best song out so far. Everybody keep talking about, like, that's the song. That's the hit. That's the hit. That's a hit. And that's why I'm just trying to get these 100 songs out, because once I get that, then I can just focus on where should I put the money at? Like, where in promotion-wise, you know what I mean? And so Nature would be number one. You know, Nature, that's the one. And I did that in the night. It'd be those ones. You got to catch the spirit. Like, my uncle used to say, like, the stars would talk to you or something. You just got to just be in the room, and you just got to just open yourself up to the universe. And sure enough, you could make a hit like that, you know? And that's what happened. And so it's dope.
Talk about your recording process. What does that look like?
Well, it has evolved. If you ask my sister, we would record on a Rock Band microphone, you know, on my steamer for my clothes. We made hits off of that.
There you go.
But now, you know, I got a Focusrite interface. I got a nice computer that can hold the CPU. I got this Shure mic. You know, I invested a lot of money in. I got some nice speakers. You know, I may be broke, but I'm not really, because I got a lot of assets with these equipment I got, because it's going to make me all the money I need later in life. So people out there that are scared to invest in their career, don't be scared. Do it. You're going to feel so good, because it's going to last a lifetime if you take care of it. It's, you know what I'm saying? Invest in yourself. So that's what I've been doing. And so now I'm getting to the point where, like, I could just go in my room and record and make something real fast. That's what I'm trying to get to. I still need a little some here and there to get to that point, but that's the goal.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. So you definitely write your own music. You produce most of your own music, I'm sure of that. And do you record in the studio, or do you record at home? Or do you have your own homemade studio?
I got my own homemade studio, but I record most of the songs. Let me see. Most of the songs I made at home, really, that I released. It's only like We Going Up and a couple other Butterfly Effect. Those are the ones that I recorded at Payday Studio, when it was called Payday Studio, with Stewie Holmes. All that. I mostly record at home. That's what I do. That's what I want to do.
Yeah.
That's the goal.
What was your inspiration behind Picture Perfect?
Picture Perfect. Now, I recorded that at the grill. That's funny how you picked that one, too. I don't know how you did that. Oh, no. That's great. It was supposed to be called Perfect Picture. But you know, it's all right. It doesn't matter. It's okay. It was meant to be that way. I did that in one take too, at the grill with the Wodies. That's where I'm at now. I'm at the Wodie studio. But I did that at the grill. And I'll never forget, because if you listen, I'm kind of talking in the beginning. Yeah. And when I was listening to the beat, because they made that beat right then, and I was so surprised. I was like, bro, we're really about to do this right now. I was like, KJ Focus, ready. Remember this day. And I just started playing. Did the whole thing one take. Just did it. I don't know why. I don't know what I was playing. I don't remember what I was playing, but that's what came out. And it's dope. It's a dope piece. I love it.
I hear you. So for those who are, you know, listening, definitely check out, you know, KJ Focus's music. Where can they find your music exactly?
You can find it mostly on Spotify. That's why I really promote Spotify, KJ Focus. But you can always listen to my music free on YouTube, you know.
Okay.
And so,
yeah. Talk about that as an artist. How do you feel about the current state of music and sharing it? Do you believe that it should be free? Do you believe that Spotify is the best way to go? Do you believe there needs to be a better platform where artists can, you know, really see the results of their music? What do you think?
Well, I had to really think about it after the whole streaming is new, you know. It always used to be CDs and vinyls and tapes and all that stuff. But then, like, when downloaded music came, it wasn't really like that. But streaming is just, like, the quickest way to be an independent artist and get your music heard without having to go through labels. So I've seen nothing really wrong with it. You can always do Bandcamp. But let me tell you this. You definitely want to get as much music out on those platforms. Because right now, yeah, we may not be getting nothing, but we will. You know what I mean? You just got to let it settle in and let it do its thing. We will start to get paid what we need to get paid, you know? But it's just right now, I highly suggest all artists get every music you have and put that out. It don't cost that much to have DistroKid, 30 a month, and release as much music as you want. And it's money. Who cares? Money is money. Why not do it? It's a stop, you know? You just get people to listen to it. And then you can be making money all your life. All you need is one hit, you know, to really have a good, you know, substantial life in music. So just keep, you know, keep making music and keep letting people hear it, you know.
That's such I feel like you're speaking from the heart, because, you know, I feel that so many people are going to be able to resonate with that message, because there's artists who spend so much time in the studio and they record song after song. But what you just said, all it takes is that one song, that one hit. And a lot of times that one song, believe it or not, from my experience in listening to different artists, is not even the song that you think is going to be, right? You're like, oh, this is the song that's going to change everything.
Exactly.
And it's the complete opposite song, right? So yeah,
exactly. That's really what I'm saying. Like,
that's really interesting. And for new artists who are, you know, getting into their recording process and are beginning the process of sharing their music, what other advice would you have to them? You said share as much as you can on the platforms. What's another piece of advice that you would have for a new artist?
Oh, wait. I'm really trying to focus on merchandise. So definitely get, I don't care if it's just a shirt with just your name on it. Like, get some merchandise, because that's money, you know, and put that into your art. It's so many ways to do it, but you have to have the mindset of, like, I'm not really doing it for the money. I know if I keep working hard, the money will come. But it's a lot of artists out there just really want to get the money, and they think they're just going to just blow up and just be, no, it's not going to work like that, you know? And it may, I ain't going to say that, but that's not the mindset you should, like, walk into. You should walk into, like, I'm here to, like, express myself and, you know, help and heal, because that's all music is, you know? And you can never go wrong with that. You can never lose with that mindset. So I stick with that.
Absolutely. KJ, let's say that we were going to do an event together and we're going to, you know, the budget's not an issue and we're doing it here in the Bay Area. What would that event look like for you? You know, you're able to just set it up. You're able to design it. Oh, really? Yeah, what does that look like?
Oh, every song, what's the time limit like?
There is no limit.
Really? Oh,
yeah. Because I'm trying to speak it to fruition, because there's someone who's going to listen to this that not only, you know, has the space, but also has...
Well, let me say that, because that sounds like, that sounds like you saying what I want. So if I have that type of option, just know, like, every song I do with people, we all going to be on stage. You know, we're going to have a dope band. We're going to have all the music we need, because that's what I want. To be honest with you, I'm going to say what I want. I want to go to the Super Bowl. I want to be one of those artists that they say, bro, do whatever you want. We need a good performance. Oh, really? Oh, don't tell me that. And I got free budget? Oh, don't tell me that. Because I will make the greatest. I will make the greatest show ever. It's all I think about it all every day. I think about how I could be better and how I could have my peers with me doing it. How we all could be. Oh, it's a dream. It's a dream. And it's going to happen. And I want it to happen. And hopefully I can have practice doing it. Somebody says, oh, Kale, I need you to make a show. Go ahead. Oh, that would be so dope. I'm ready.
There you go. And that's the way everything gets started, you know, just speaking it to fruition and then connecting the dots afterwards, because there's not a lack of, you know, capital. There's not a lack of time. Like you said, it's really, you know, one doing it, one wanting to do it. So I know that for a fact, you know, after this interview, we're going to be able to piece something together and something is going to come up, you know, whether it's that particular performance that where we set it up, however you like it. and you can deliver your art in its purest form, you know, to the world, because music literally has no boundaries. Now through the internet technology and all these different platforms, like you mentioned, your music no longer has to live locally. It can be universal.
Oh, that's the goal. That mm-hmm. is definitely the goal. That's what mm-hmm. I want.
Yep. And you recording and you being in the studio and you being now in that creative process, you know, you're manifesting that as we speak, you're doing it. I saw that you connected with another Richmond legend, Ricky Antonio, recently. How was that experience?
That was beautiful. That was my basketball coach in Richmond High.
Okay.
That was my junior varsity basketball coach. So mm-hmm. we already had a chemistry going, you know what I mean? He already knew me. And so, you know, having, like, we doing a song together like that, oh, man, that's so cool to me, you know? That's a story in itself, you know? I hope we can keep going and keep doing that. I would love to perform with Brad. That was so dope. That's why I was playing so hard.
Yeah.
When he looked into the video, I was really tuned in because I was just happy, you know? Like,
yeah.
What I want. I want to work with, like, people of my community and further out, you know, this is what I want. And it's I'm blessed that he, like, thought of me that way to, like, go and do it. You know, he thought, how, you know, it's just dope. I'm happy. I'm just happy.
Yeah, I'm yeah.
Happy moment.
Definitely, definitely. And, you know, it sounds like you have a very focused mindset. You know what you're doing. What kind of programming are you watching? What are you watching? What are you listening to keep you level-headed and, you know, keep you on track?
I give the whole world a secret. Because they want to brainwash people on social media, I'm going to brainwash them back. So you want to go on Instagram? Go on Instagram, right? And follow hashtags. Follow hashtags what you want to do. Like, I follow business hashtag. I follow investment hashtags. I follow saxophone hashtags. I follow music theory hashtags. It's endless. And that's all I see. That's all I see every day. I follow inspirational, motivational, everything that keeps me going. Because it comes at the right time. Because you got to know that God speaks to you in every way possible. You just got to open your mind and just pay attention. And so by that, I said, oh, well, I'm going to specifically just do it, you know? And so every day, I did that like 3 years ago. Ever since then, like, it did something to me. Like, it's now it got to my subconscious to the point where I'm just doing it.
Right.
Like, I'm walking, I'm doing it without even, like, I'm asleep, I'm dreaming about it. Like, and so that's why, you know, I feel like I'm moving faster, but more organized, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And I see that you're now also doing, I think you posted something about fasting and doing intermittent fast.
Yeah, and I follow those hashtags. Yeah, yeah, I got into that.
Yeah, so talk about that, because, you know, eating plays such a big role into, you know, what you think and your thoughts. So, you know, clean eating and just keep, you know, fasting, what does that do for you? And, you know, what is that like?
Well, people don't know. I have really bad allergies. Like, it's just very tremendous. During this time, it's just like I can't even play. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not until like 2 years ago where I was able to go through the whole year and still be able to, like, breathe. You know what I mean? And I'll never forget, like, one day I got really sick during, like, the one, like, November. And I was so sick. Like, it lasted till February. I remember playing all my basketball game, like, full of, like, just, you know, it may sound nasty, but, like, mucus and stuff. And I never could understand what I was doing wrong, you know? It was so traumatizing. Like, I felt like I was dying. I was on my uncle was in the hospital, and my auntie was there with him all day. And I remember laying on the living room floor for, like, 6 hours, like, just dying, you know? Because, I don't know. But ever since then, I said, never again. And so I just looked up every health thing. Dr. Sebi, I watched hours. I said, I'm changing my diet today. And ever since then, you know, I started fasting more. Like, you don't have to eat all the time. It's almost becoming an ego thing with people. Everybody got an addiction to something. Well, some people are addicted to eating. It's their coping mechanism. And that's very unhealthy right there, you know. And so once I learned, like, that part of it, it just became part of my life that, you know. Because I used to didn't do that anyway. I used to just be focused on playing, but I guess I fell off. But knowing it like that, it even helps my, because I really want to play basketball. Like, I'm really trying to pursue that career too. And, like, my basketball game just jumped from, like, 80%. Like, I'm just this dude every day, like, now, you know what I mean? Like, I'm the fastest person ever, like, and all because of my diet, you know? I have to give it to that. And I can't miss one day either. You can't miss it. You can, but you don't want to because you don't want to feel bad. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, so I highly suggest you don't have to do 16 hours like me. That's pretty hardcore, but you definitely should at least do 12. Like,
okay.
That should be a part of your life. Like, you could snack and everything, but you don't have to eat really heavy. You know what I mean?
Right. Right. That's wonderful. And, you know, that's so amazing that, you know, that's something that you're speaking about publicly, that you are promoting.
Very promoting that. Yep.
Yeah. In the midst of, you know, of so many things that are being promoted in this world, to hear you promote that, that's awesome, my brother. And, you know, definitely want to salute you for that.
Yes, sir.
So before we wrap up, I know that, you know, you are definitely a man of faith, a man that, you know, stands his ground on, you know, what I could even say, righteousness.
Yes.
Now, I want to see if you were, I'm going to read a piece of scripture, or just one verse, and I want you to give like a quick 1 minute sermon, whatever comes to your heart about this. So it's 5, and it says, sweet language will multiply friends, and a fair speaking tongue will increase kind greetings. So I'm going to read that one more time, and then you take over and give like a 1 minute message, sermon, whatever you want to call it. Language will multiply friends, and a fair speaking tongue will increase kind greetings. What do you think about that?
Whoa, that's deep. I gotta think about that a little longer. But you know, okay. I mean, basically, it sounds, I feel like it's simple. I don't feel like it's not that hard what it's saying. But I don't know. I don't want to be overlooking it or underlooking it. But what I get from it is, like, you know, you don't have to hurt people's feelings to get to them. Even though we do, because we just frustrated about ourselves. So we like should like just make people else feel bad. But you don't have to. You can, you know, you have to. We all going through something, and we have to kill our ego. And we have to understand that if you just come as a source of like positivity, like no matter like what you have done, like I still have love for you. You know what I mean? It's no hate. That's what I get from the what were you saying? What was the first thing you said? The sweet
language. Sweet will multiply language. Friends. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Sweet language. You don't ever have to, like today in the basketball court, like they was calling me so many names and B's and all that stuff. But they're my friends, so I don't really trip. Mm-hmm. But I could see how that could transpire in like in another situation where somebody did something wrong, they would like say, "You no, nobody needs that, bro." They already hurt to the point where they did have to do something like that, you know. So you have to just have patience with people and speak how you would want somebody to speak to you in that situation.
There you go. Appreciate that. Yep.
But the other thing you said, can you say that verse one more time, the second part?
Yeah, so the first part is sweet language will multiply friends, and the second part says, and a fair speaking tongue will increase kind greetings. A fair speaking tongue will increase kind greetings.
That's kind of like what I said on Facebook, as like, I am not on nobody's side. You know what I mean? I see what's fair. I see who's right and who's wrong. It don't have nothing to do with like people of color, like what color you are or what you did or nothing. It's like, all right, bro, I know this, what it looks like, but what really happened? You know what I mean? Like, let's be honest, you know? And just try to balance out the situation, you know, and just try to come as a person that understand both sides. Like, I understand you. It's all good, bro. Like, respect. And once you let a person know that, like, they understand that, like, they get that you understand them. It's like, all right, bro, I appreciate you even attempting to even do that. Like, a lot of people don't even try to understand, but you did, so that's respect. And if you have that relationship with a person, you'll always be good with them because they know they could come to you with something and you will understand their point of view. And I guess that's what I get from it, you know. I did my best.
That's great. That's great, bro. Because you know, you came off of the heart with that, and you definitely took your time to even, you know, put your thoughts together. And you know, I want to thank you for that. And I'm sure whoever's listening, the audience, you know, this is such a different podcast because you know we're bringing so many different aspects of life into this podcast, and you know, you speaking about you know this verse and just highlighting it in your own words gives it so much more meaning and so much more life. And I agree with you, you know, it's all about how you present yourself to people. And if you want that energy reciprocated, you should be giving out in the first place. You know, so if you want to receive compliments, you should be giving compliments. If you, you know, want to, if you want life being, you know, spoken to you, you should speak life into other people's life, you know.
Definitely. You know, people don't know what a smile would do for somebody. You know, change their whole life.
Man, so everyone who's listening, the whole Focus Podcast audience, you can go ahead and listen to KJ's voice on the podcast, which you're doing now. But more importantly, you can listen to his music and his artistry on every platform. So more specifically on Spotify, they can find you under KJ Focus. On Instagram, it's KJ Focus. Any other platform or any other medium for which they can reach you by?
Yeah. You know, you can just... I really be on Instagram, to be honest with you, and Facebook. So if you want to really reach me, like, hit me on there. And then, like, you know, we can change number then if you want to work. It's all good.
Right. And you are open to working with other artists at the
moment. Of course. Yeah, yep. Let's do it. Let's get as many artists as possible. Everyone.
Okay.
I don't care. You know, I'm ready to work. I'm not scared of any genre or anything. I played the most craziest music before and had to record it and did good. So I'm ready for anything at this
point.
In my life.
There you go. And what do the next few weeks, few months look like for you? I know that you're focused, you're on, you know, you're locked in. What does that look like for you? What are you releasing? What are you doing? What are you working on?
Oh, 100, just 100 songs.
Okay.
And some video. I'm trying to get some video out too, but it's really these 100 songs. That's like every day. I wake up every day, I go straight into my studio, and I stay there all day, work a little, and then go, you know, get my exercise in, work. Work DoorDash or whatever all night. I get it in somehow, but that music comes first, priority number one, because once I get this out the way, life will get a lot easier after that, with that point, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, don't have to spend no money, don't have to do it, just gotta just stay focused. Because sometimes when it becomes that easy, it's real easy to get lazy. I experienced it, it's really easy, so you gotta just... I don't know what it is. Maybe it's a diet thing. Maybe it's an emotional thing. It's a lot of things. But, you know, get up. Whoever out there lifting up, get up, go. You know, you have your whole other life, well, whatever. You got your whole life later in life to be, you know, comfortable and happy. But right now, when you have the energy, especially in your 20s or even younger, nothing but that every day.
There you go.
Whatever it is. I mean, every day, 12 hours a day, focus. Because there's somebody out there working probably double hard than you that wants the same thing. Never forget that. There's always somebody out there better than you. That's just how life is. That's just how, you know, it keeps going. So there's nothing wrong with it. Just always be the best you. That's all you got to worry about. And,
Spoken like a true young legend.
Man,
before we get you off the phone, KJ, I want you to also talk about a little bit about Focus Vlogs and what that's all about. You got going on over there.
Well, I created Focus Vlogs because I was posting so much. Because like you were saying, my page runs deep. It was deeper, as you remember. Mm-hmm. But I took a lot of off because it was like I didn't want to confuse my audience too much.
Got you.
But I didn't like delete it. I just archived it. So I'm gonna put it back one day. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to take that KJ Focus site a little more serious now, since I have a team, the Focus team. Shout out to Focus team, Deli G, Chad, Brittany. I gotta remember everybody's name. John, Diego, Deontay, Sharif. Oh my God, who else I forget? Oh, nobody. I think I got everybody. They're gonna be mad at me later anyway. I don't care. I got this Focus team. They're helping me out, become more professional, organized as the artist the first time. So I have a responsibility to try to stay organized myself. So that's why I've created Focus Blogs, so I can just post and be creative and post echo random stuff, you know. Because we all like to post on social media. We like the dopamine from the likes, you know what I mean? So it's okay, you know what I mean? But now I'm about to really get organized with that one. So I'm about to change that to the Focus team, you know. Yeah. So, you know, it's cool. It's fun. It's all in the process. Figuring it all out.
I love your journey. I love your artistry. I love your truth. I love your honesty. You know, for those who are not following KJ yet, you definitely want to do so, not only because you will be inspired, not only because you will hear a lot of great music, but KJ is posing a lot of great questions. So recently he was on Facebook, you know, posing a question to the ladies, the women. And he almost didn't make it out alive, right?
Like, I tried to sneak out and then they brought me right back. I'm like, oh no.
So as we wrap up, KJ, just, you know, bring a little bit of laughter and humor to this, you know, tell us a little bit about what you did on Facebook.
No, I swear, this is how it happened. I saw something on Instagram, right, that really made me mad, right? It was a person that had so much makeup, right? And I can't really tell if it's a girl or a guy. I mean, it doesn't matter, but I would like to know, you know? And so that's why I you know, maybe my emotion got into it, but I have to say, like, yo, I'm tired of y'all wearing this paint on your face.
Yeah.
Like, y'all use big brushes. And
yeah. You can't even give a hug out no more without your shirt. Yeah,
you know? Messing up my shirt and stuff. I mean, you know, it's like they say, if it's for fun and y'all like doing it, okay, cool. But it's... You can't say that there's somebody out there really just basing their whole looks off of that. I seen girls like that.
Yeah.
It don't take all that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, be who you are. So you can attract what you need and what you want. You kicking up your face like that, you're going to attract something that you don't want.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It could end up, maybe not, maybe so, but be who you are. You know what I'm saying? And if you have a problem with your face, you got pimples and stuff, change your diet. You know, that's all you got to do. People, right. Oh, it's genetics. No, bro, you can fix your genetics, okay? Yeah. You don't have to keep with generational curse. You can break that,
right?
Meet somebody new. Be better, you know?
Right.
But I should have probably came out a little different. I apologize. I didn't mean to hurt nobody's feelings. It wasn't even supposed to be like that. It's supposed to be like a little joke, you know.
Yeah.
I really be joking on Facebook, you know. I mean, I be wanting to make people laugh. People taking it serious, like, calm down.
Yeah.
Sorry.
God. Well, I mean, so many people you know, get their identity mixed up with, you know, what you were posting. So basically what KJ was saying, you know, like, you just heard what KJ was saying, he explained it himself, but in the comments, you know, people were going in, and, you know, I think
that's what it's for. Everybody got, you know, it's okay. I'm just like, but don't be, you know, it's all right. No, it's all good. You know, I love it. Everybody's expressing themselves in their own way.
Yeah, ultimately, everyone has the freedom of expression, and you have the right to be whoever you want to be. What KJ was ultimately saying is just be the true you, be the honest you. You know, be the real you, and then that's what you can attract, instead of focusing and, you know, painting a picture that's not real.
Yeah, exactly. Be you. Don't be like the other person, you know.
Exactly. So, KJ, as you know, these are the last words. What are some of the last words you want to leave the audience with before we log off tonight?
No matter who anybody is, no matter what I probably and what I'm trying to accomplish in life, like, anybody could do it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not perfect at all. I don't try to be perfect, because that's impossible. There's only one man that was perfect. All right? So I'm humbled of who I am. I am blessed that God has chosen me to do what I do. Because I could be doing a lot of other things, and I could be a lot of other places, or I couldn't be here at all. I'm not perfect, but I thrive to be the best. And if you could thrive to be the best, you know, always look at yourself in the mirror, the man in the mirror or the woman in the mirror, and just say, you know, I'm not the best, but I could be better, and I'm not better than anybody else. You will always thrive in life. You will always have a happy life. And that's real talk. And I'm coming from somebody from the experience. I used to be real down in life. I used to be real sad in life. And it's not until then when I looked at myself in the mirror and I said, I'm not perfect, but I could be better. That's anybody could do that. Anybody could come from anything. And the fact that people wants to find some BS about somebody and then try to bring them down to the lowest part, like, and then try to break them down, like, that's horrible. What if that person killed themselves and they could have had a chance to be better?
Mm.
Is it because you want to feel better about how you feel, how the things you did, and you want to feel better, try to break somebody else? See, I don't like that. People be exposing that stuff out here. Y'all better get off the social media with all that, because y'all are exposing yourself. Y'all need to stop and look at yourself and promote better and not bring people down. I don't care what is it about. You know what I mean? That's just who I am. I feel like everybody has a second chance in life. Everybody has a second chance. Everybody deserves a second chance, because we all in the same boat. We all in the same planet. We all are all one. We need to act like it more and stop tearing people down, man. Like, it's crazy. It's crazy out here. But it's okay. It's all a process, man. We all gonna be good anyway. You know what I mean? Like, it's all good in the hood. It's all good everywhere, bro. It's all peace and love. It's all love. Yeah.
Man, that's a beautiful, you know, that's a beautiful feeling. And I want to say thank you, KJ, for, you know, just definitely coming on the podcast, the Focus Podcast, and, you know, expressing your truth and sharing so much of what you're doing with us. I know that there's going to be a ripple effect that's going to be created after this interview is released to the public, where there will be people who will be inspired. There will be people who, you know, were entertained. There's people who received something of value that they'll be able to extract and put into action. So I thank you for your time. I thank you for your words. Cool. I thank you for your energy. And I know that we're going to be building in the near future very soon on our own projects, our own things. Like, you know, I know everything is connected for a reason, and we're just now working out the little details. But in short, we will definitely be working together on some really cool, big projects. So for everyone out there who's listening, KJ Focus on Instagram, KJ Focus on Spotify, KJ Focus on YouTube, KJ Focus. Remember this name, because it's going to create a ripple effect in music and in artistry everywhere, because my guy is an honest, truthful musician who is playing from the heart and it has nothing to hide.
Nope.
My guy.
Nothing.
KJ Focus, live in the flesh. Thank you so much, my brother, for this. We'll be following up with you very soon, and we'll be chopping it up. Conversation.
For sure. See y'all later, man. It's dope. All right. All right, y'all. Peace.
Peace, my brother.